Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Governor Baker today meets with the Premier of Quebec to discuss a possible deal for the state to buy hydroelectric power from the province. The governor says Canadian hydropower could be a way to reduce electricity prices in Massachusetts and replace energy lost when the Pilgrim nuclear plant in Plymouth closes in 2019. Baker and the Quebec Premier, Philippe Couillard, meet today at the annual conference of the New England Canada Business Council in Boston. We spoke with Premier Couillard to learn more about how he sees hydropower from Quebec fitting into the New England energy mix.
The emphasis put on renewable energy, both by my colleagues of New England, but also by the President's recent announcements on climate change, make it ideal, I think, to increase our market share here in New England as far as hydroelectricity is concerned.
I'm sure you've heard the complaints from the critics about the cost of this power. I've seen a study from the New England Power Generators Association, which essentially contends that if you couple the market price of electricity that Hydro-Québec will probably charge, along with the cost of building the transmission lines that it will take in order to get the electricity into New England, that the cost could actually be $750 million higher per year for ratepayers in Massachusetts. And I'm wondering if you'd respond to that.
Well, the first answer to this is, of course, if there's a contract, there's going to be a negotiation. And if the negotiation is successful, it's because both parties will have, you know, a good outcome. The other side of the story is that, you know, alternatives in terms of renewable energy like wind and solar power do not have the stability and the predictability of hydroelectricity, which should not be viewed, by the way, as a competition to these two sources of renewable energy, but as a complement, bringing much more stability and reliability in the energy portfolio of New England.
Let me ask you about the concerns of some environmentalists in relation to the Northern Pass Transmission Line project to build transmission lines around 200 miles long through New Hampshire to bring Quebec hydropower south. As you know, some folks want the lines to be buried, saying overhead lines will ruin the scenic nature of New Hampshire, and I wonder if you'd respond to that.
Well, we are much aware of this. The Hydro-Québec and their partner Eversource have submitted a new project in which part of the transmission line now will be buried. Of course, one has to be concerned about prices going up if you bury a significant quantity of the line. But from what I hear until now, the new version of the project seems to be much better accepted than the initial one.
I know some forest preservationists in New Hampshire and others concerned about the scenic nature of the state think that the entire length of the line should be buried and not just the 50 miles that you're talking about. Is the project still economically viable if all 200 miles of the lines are buried, since it's more expensive to do that?
This is exactly what a tipping point will be. What I think has been presented by Eversource as a second version of the project is much, much more acceptable, and while keeping prices at a competitive level.
Some activists argue on the surface hydropower is clean and renewable when compared to fossil fuels, but the reality is different, that there are repercussions of large hydro damming water sources, flooding wooded areas. Really, it's really the opposite of being environmentally friendly, and I'm wondering, how do you address those concerns?
Well, of course, I do not agree at all. Evidence shows that in the long term, over the life cycle of the projects, a large hydroelectric project has the same carbon footprint than a solar or wind farm. So, you know, the temporary increase in emissions in the first 3, 4, 5, 6 years after the construction of the dam, but after that, it just stops and goes to baseline.
Premier Couillard, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.